Our next article is entitled A Gift of Ministry, Embracing Mom Pastors and a Mothering God. It's written by Angela Denker, who is an ELCA pastor and a journalist who lives in Minneapolis. Less than a week after giving birth, I joined an online theology class as part of my senior year of seminary. And most participants were near the campus in St. Paul, but I was 1,000 miles away in the San Francisco Bay Area, taking breaks from discussions of Greek philosophy and the Apostle Paul to feed my hungry newborn. This seemed somewhat normal to me, though my male professor and fellow participants probably couldn't relate to needing to physically nourish a baby while using their minds to discuss theology. This duality of presence experienced by all mothers, whether we breastfeed or bottle feed, whether we give birth physically, adopt, or become step-parents, is a gift of ministry brought by many women leaders in the church. This giftedness is growing in the ELCA. As of 2018, the ELCA reports that nearly 32% of clergy on the roster were women, and many of them mothers. In Embodied, Clergy Women and the Solidarity of a Mothering God, Leigh-Ann Pomrenke discusses the gifts brought to ministry by church leaders who are also mothers and the unique challenges they face. Rooted in biblical texts and stories, the book reminds readers of the many ways in which God is depicted as mothering throughout the Bible. Pomrenke, an ELCA pastor, also recounts her experiences with biological and adoptive motherhood, writing about infertility, miscarriage, and the costs of childcare. When I began recognizing the mothering behaviors of God in my own experience, it made me feel less alone, she said. I wanted to share that solidarity with others, both caregivers and church leaders. We've fallen into a rut in referring to God mostly as Father in the church. Mothering pastors bring perseverance, emotional intelligence, and a level of adaptability the entire church needs to emulate right now. Even as Pomrenke emphasizes how clergy moms bring to life the nurturing and mothering side of God, she also writes honestly about conflict. In one chapter, she highlights the propensity to understand congregations as families, which can put leaders who are moms into a double bind. Just as children often expect their mothers to be there for them no matter what, congregations often expect that same availability from their mom leaders. In my experience, people sometimes expect more emotional availability and nurturing from female pastors than they do from their male counterparts. In many households, mothers also take the lead role in parenting and other duties at home, such as cooking and laundry and cleaning, managing the family schedule, and buying needed items for children. And during the pandemic, at some schools and child care centers remain closed, families are being stretched as parents tend to kids as well as work. Clergy moms experience those pressures intensely. Pomrenke expressed hope that for many Americans, the pandemic has illuminated the tension of working motherhood, including for church leaders. She also emphasized the importance of clergy moms coming together for support. In January 2017, Jaylene Marple, pastor of Elvira Zion Lutheran Church in Clinton, Iowa, founded a Facebook group called Lutheran Leader Moms to foster collegiality and support among ELCA rostered ministers. She said it's one of her favorite places online and even spawned a similar group for dads. It's important for moms everywhere to support one another, and not just in church, Marple said. Society's really great at making moms believe that there are some kinds of impossible standards that we're not reaching. As a result, we start to hold ourselves to impossible standards. And many of us in the group are not only the first women in our calls, but we're also the first working mothers. And that comes with its own challenges. With nearly 800 members, Lutheran Leader Moms has served as a space for camaraderie, creativity, and advocacy. It's also involved as members looking within themselves examine how issues of race impact ELC pastors who are also moms. Priscilla Austin is a Black Puerto Rican pastor at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Seattle who's been in the group for over 3 years. She posts in the majority white group to help them understand the additional hurdles confronting Black people, Indigenous people, and people of color who are also moms and pastors. In the wake of the George Floyd killing, which heightened Christians' consciousness and lamentation of racism in America and its churches, Austin catalyzed discussion around making the Facebook group more sensitive to moms of color. Her efforts led to the use of content warnings affixed to posts that may traumatize readers when discussing racist comments or actions. While there is an awkwardness to how folks are figuring things out, I'm appreciative of the efforts, the openness to correction, the humility in debate, and the sincerity of concern that is arising, Austin said. This, I believe, she said, is a model for how the church could be caring for leaders and members who are Black people, Indigenous people, and people of color. It's not surprising that a group made up of church leaders who are also moms has found a way to confront the nuances of racism. After all, this is just another of the ideas Pumrenke raises in her book, suggesting that openness, humility, listening, and sincerity honed by motherhood should be prized by the church and recognized in a God who is indeed mothering.